Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Okay, still coming at you from Con Bravo, making our way down the lines, checking out all the wonderful artists and talented people, and we found one more, quite amazing talent, actually, when we're looking at the work here. We're here with Hugh Rookwood.
Yes, sir.
And, man, I have to say, like, flipping through your work here, this is amazing stuff. This is really dynamic. It looks good. Got your, like, wow. Seriously, dude, like, Batman, the Deadpool is amazing, Wolverine, Spider-Man. This is some really, really good stuff.
Very much so.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, man, honestly, how long have I not been drawing? Like, honestly, I've been drawing since, like, a little kid, you know? But I did go to Sheridan. I did do animation at Sheridan, and then I was working in the industry for a while under Ken Lashley at Drax All Jump.
Yep.
And I was doing stuff there. You know, I got a chance to put my hands on some titles like Wet Works and
really?
Magic the Gathering and,
nice.
And a few other things, working through their Hasbro, Mattel, and stuff like that. And then now I got my own studio. It's called Chosen Studios. And, you know, I'm just here kind of promoting artwork and, you know, just really trying to promote myself in the studio. You know, I do commission work and stuff like that.
Nice.
So people can contact me to do stuff like that and, you know, come in, show some of the popular characters and, you know, just keep it hype.
Just here to have fun, eh?
Yeah, just here to have fun and keep it popping, you know? It's all good.
Yeah, this is beautiful stuff. Like, this image right here of the Joker using Batman as a puppet. Like, it's creepy. It's, like, you definitely get a feeling of looking at this stuff.
Well, you know, when I did that piece, I call that one the Great Manipulator. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the Joker is. It just manipulates the situation. Every situation with Batman. And it's just like, I just wanted this thing where it was like, he's basically playing him. You know?
Yeah.
Just, you know, that's what he is. That's what he is to the Joker. Batman is to the Joker, you know? Just a puppet, you know? So,
you know, you talk about how you're really launching your new studio.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do any original stuff? Anything
unique? Actually, I have some. I actually have a book that's coming out actually through MDS Studios. It's called Apocalypse 4.
Okay.
Very excited about that. I'll be launching August at Fan Expo.
Oh, right.
So I have the book, full book, and I have a slew of illustrations that's following up with it too. So
right,
really excited about that. You know, really hitting on that independent route and just doing that. I mean, now's the time. I mean,
absolutely.
I'd say even the past 5-6 years, the whole independent stream has just really been getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's just exciting to see a lot of the small press guys coming out with just awesome stories. You know, it's like,
well, I have to say, you know, just speaking from the indie standpoint, you know, your work is definitely raising the bar for a lot of other people who are trying to get in. It's really fantastic stuff. And
thank you very much, man. I really appreciate that. You know, there's a lot of fine talent out there. You know, and, you know, I just appreciate when people come by and pick up a little something and say, hey, you know, I really like that. You know, and it's all about the fans for me. So, you know, that's why I get out to these shows. You know, it's just about being with people, and you know.
Well, looking at this stuff, it's quite pleasing to look at, and you know, we're definitely going to want to check out your book when that comes out.
Oh, beautiful! Thank
you. So we'll make sure we get our hands on a copy of that.
All right.
We'll be sure to spread the word, you know, about yourself and about the studio and about the book. So I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and we'll make sure we get the word out for you.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.